Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. Yes, it is me, Françoise Rose. I am back from Montana. Maybe I should have said howdy, but they really didn't do that in Montana. No, it was a wonderful trip, and I can't wait to tell you all about it in the second hour of the show. But we have a lot to cover right here in the first hour of the show. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this week?
I'm good.
You started school.
I did. Last week was my second week.
A second week. And how does it feel to be, a grown adult with kids and stuff going to school?
It's strange.
Strange.
It is strange, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my biggest fears. I will dream sometimes at night that I have to go to school and it won't all click how to learn again. I don't even understand that. I get the weirdest dreams.
I was getting that before I started. I was telling Janet, I was like, it just seems weird. I said, I don't know if I can retain anything anymore.
Yeah.
I don't use it anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's going to work.
So it's about the same.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think it's probably better because at least now I'm interested. I never did well in school because I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
I was doing whatever I was doing. So
yeah.
At least this I'm interested. So I think you have to be interested for it to work out.
For it to work. Well, right. Good for you. Keep going. And you keep us posted on when your first big test comes along. We'll have to give you some slack for that. When he comes in, folks, and his head just drops onto the board in there and we all go crazy with all these noises, we'll know that Sean was taking
it was a test.
Test.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I was in Montana for the week. Since I've been gone, though, I hear just a few things happening in Palm Springs. And one just amazing what 1 week will do. They're building a new park that I hear. I don't even know where the new park is in Palm Springs. But what I did hear otherwise is they're making Indian Canyon a two-way street.
I did see that. I didn't see the park, but I saw the two-way street.
Yeah. And I started thinking about how they're going to do it. But then I realized they probably could easily, because down at the end when you're coming off of, when you come into Palm Springs, it forks off right there at the theater, at the Palm Canyon Theater. But instead, you could just take all that out and go straight.
And keep,
and then when you get down to the end of the street, which where the 500 is, then I think they could just actually patch that one lane right on into the lane that goes into that goes out of Palm Springs.
Oh,
think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Because it forks off there also. So I guess it will work. At first I thought, how's it going to happen? But
I think it will be cool.
Yeah, they are going to do it. So that's just two things that I heard off the top of my head, along with a bunch of other stuff. And we have a lot to talk about today in the show. Today's show is presented by CoachellaValley.com. I have a new travel blog up, which is about Lake Henshaw and Mount Palomar. So go to CoachellaValley.com and click on the travel section there. And I think I've got 6 blogs or something on there now, travel blogs. And I'm getting some nice feedback, and I'm glad that you're enjoying them. I also posted a picture on the Facebook page, but for some reason I couldn't boost out to a little more. But I have a picture of Old Faithful, the geyser. That we'll talk about Old Faithful again second hour. But you have to go to Yellowstone National Park. When you go, you have to see Old Faithful. So I saw it. I thought Old Faithful just kind of, blew every couple hours or something. But no, it's about every 45, 50 minutes.
I've seen Old Faithful.
You've seen Old Faithful? Okay. Yeah.
And I didn't know how frequent it is, but
yeah, I
was
surprised.
It is cool to watch.
It was lots of people. They have like a little amphitheater made up now and all that sort of stuff. I really thought, though, everybody would go, oh, wow. I mean, I was, but no one else was. And there was 1,000 people around us. I thought that was weird. I thought it was like fireworks. You know, when it starts to explode, everybody would. Yeah, but they didn't. But anyway, towards the end, though, some clapped. But I don't know what they were expecting. Anyway, so I will do a travel blog on that, but not for just I have to kind of let it all sink in. I'm going to do a KSQ segment on Montana as well. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on Country Club in Monterey in the Albertson Shopping Center for our donuts today for our guests. We do have guests today. We have Karen Hooper. She is the executive director with the Ronald McDonald House, and she'll be joining us to talk about their event coming up, A Few Good Men Gala and Awards Ceremony. It's a really fun event. It's a great event all the way around. Such a feel-good event, and that happens on September 20th. We'll hear a little bit more about that. And then in the second hour of the show, we'll have my travel buddy, John Monahan, who is also the owner of the 500 building in Palm Springs. He will be joining us to talk about Montana because it was because of John and friends that he had there that also invited me along. So what the heck? So he will be in, and we will be talking about the trip to Montana, Yellowstone National Park, and some interesting facts. I think a lot of you probably didn't even know that I found out. I certainly didn't know, and just things where you go, really? I didn't know that. So that's what's going to be happening on today's show. We have a couple prizes. We do have a $10 gift card for Ristretto in Palm Springs, a coffee shop right there. Ristretto for coffee lovers. And we also have two passes for the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. Those expire on March 30th, 2019. So you don't have to worry about those. Those are great to have around the house in case you have visitors. So you can say, here, why don't you go to the Living Desert or go yourself? I see all of our Brandini gift baskets are gone.
They are gone.
I am so impressed with all of you, all you winners out there. Good for you. I was expecting, frankly, I'll just be honest. I was expecting maybe, you know, one or two
right.
to sit around for a couple weeks. I knew one would probably go right away.
Right.
But the other two, but you guys just came in and swooped those up. So, again, congratulations to you. We had a lot of fun giving those away. And, of course, always have a lot of fun when Craig Campbell, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, comes on the show. And that number that you will need to call later on if you want to win these prizes is 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Let's see. Lots of stuff on the website, our contest page. A few of those contests will be deadline, I think, is tomorrow on one. So make sure you go to that contest page on Traveling with Francoise and sign up. All the contests are free. Everything I give away is free. No catches. I just want you to get out there and experience life. So our new episode on the TV show of Ramona, I will be doing a few little more voiceovers tomorrow. And we should be wrapping that up, I'm hoping, by the end of this week. And cameraman Steve was telling me, Francoise, we have packed this show full of things. And I said, good, because that's what I want. Want it packed. Want everybody to see what's going on in Ramona. So that should be out soon. And KSQ TV, I've been kind of holding back just a little bit because of all the high school sports, all the football going on.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that.
You know, I'm kind of, I say an extra, even though I'm part of the morning news when I go in there.
Right.
But still, when the high school sports comes along, they're such lengthy pieces that right. then we kind of have to really squeeze in the travel.
Right.
And the program director, she gets a little nervous back in there, I can tell, because she wants to make sure. And so I just sort of back off and sleep in on Saturdays. For
right. That's what I would do.
Yeah. But
that
I
way
do.
It's not rushed either. It doesn't sound rushed.
Yeah, exactly. Because, yeah, right. And I don't want it to just, I want everybody to get, especially when I do Montana and Ramona and Borrego Day is coming up. I want to make sure that I have enough time to do it comfortably and not
right.
yeah, not fall apart in there trying to get it rushed. Let's see what else. So that's the deal with that. So if you haven't seen me, it's not because of any one reason. It's just because of high school sports and football now and full swing and all that sort of stuff. So I'll be back, though. I'll be back. All right. A little bit of news here that I found interesting before we take actually our first break is money. Everybody likes money. Actually, remember when they were talking about when Bitcoin came out, and every year they keep talking about how they're going to get rid of currency, that right. they want to get rid of coins and all that sort of stuff, that after people will just be using plastic after, you know, a while, quicker than what we think.
Right.
Well, it's not going to happen quicker than what we think. It's just not. It says here, two of the biggest agencies that control the coins and print out the paper money told Congress Wednesday that both are alive and well. 42 billion notes with a value of $1.7 trillion, the most in history, are in circulation. And they say that total grows almost 5% a year. They say the volume of currency has increased 43% from 2008 to 2016. So the U.S. dollar is a well and live. And they say traveling, U.S. currency is actually one of the most frequently used forms of cash when traveling as well.
Wow.
Is U.S. currency. And they also say that currency and natural disaster happens. There is a rush on U.S. currency as well there. So they say the greatest need for physical currency, 7% of the U.S. households have no bank account. They need the actual cash in their hand. About 20% don't have full access to bank services, meaning 45 million Americans don't have access to payment systems other than cash. Now, that's a staggering number. 45 million Americans, they don't have access to payment systems other than cash. So cash is not going away.
No, I don't think it will go away.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But that whole Bitcoin thing, and I thought, and even now, people don't even understand. Half the people don't even understand what the Bitcoin deal is all about.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, it is.
It's currency that's not there.
Kind of, yeah.
Floating currency. So anyway, I am a, I like to do a little both. I have, like to always have a little cash in my wallet and have, I only have, what, 2 credit cards now. That's
I thought you were going to say a little bit of Bitcoin.
No Bitcoin. Only because the, what is it? What is that dark web people just love me? And when they can buy something in my name, they do. And the credit card people love me and they always get it fixed and say, geez, what can we do to protect you? I don't know. Anyway, they do a great job. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have all sorts of things to talk about. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. They have been helping to improve the lives of animals and people since 1978. They have their veterinarian staff. They have experience caring for dogs and cats. Animal Samaritans also operates a no-kill animal shelter for dogs and cats. They've been doing this for more than 150 years. And if you want to help out, you can go to their website. And on the website, it will show you where you can donate foods and stuff. And you can buy these foods at Costco for cats, dogs, and cats. So check it out. Go to the Animal Samaritans website. And definitely, and that, all that information is on Traveling with Françoise. Their link is right there as well. So help them out with their dogs and cats, taking over different items. What is their list here? They like the Kirkland dog foods, Kirkland maintenance cat food. So definitely, if you're in Costco, just help them out, get some products right there, and take them over and just donate them. It's that simple. It is that simple. All right. What are some of our sponsors up to? Well, I'm going to tell you, Indian Ridge Country Club. They are going crazy with all the changes going on over there. The fitness and spa grand opening coming up, and I will be broadcasting from there live. I think in November, we have it sort of scheduled for November, tentative at this point, but they've added some new events for the men's golf calendar, a fourth major event, so many things happening at Indian Ridge Country Club. If you're looking at for the ultimate country club lifestyle, it is at Indian Ridge Country Club on Country Club in Palm Desert. It's great central location to everything in the Coachella Valley. And again, beautiful, beautiful property, 2 award-winning golf courses, tennis courts, bocce ball, restaurants, spa, fitness center, and just pools. So much going on over there. I love it over there. It's just beautiful. So check it out. And if you're a golfer or into certainly outdoor activities, they have everything there for you. So we will keep you updated as we get a little bit closer to their grand opening. And maybe you can come over that day and check it out as well. And Thai Smile, don't forget they have their new Earth Tea, which is lemongrass iced tea. It's refreshing and a benefit to the body. So check it out at Thai Smile on El Paseo. They do such a great job there. Their hours are 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. For lunch and dinner is 4 to 9 p.m. That's actually 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. for lunch, not p.m. And dinner 4 to 9. And so check it out. And A1 Custom Golf Cars, we want to welcome them to Traveling with Françoise. They are the Valley's leader in the new lithium battery systems, 3 locations to serve you. I was talking to Malcolm the other day, and I was asking Malcolm, I said, Malcolm, do people really understand the lithium battery systems? And his response was, no. Not really, Françoise. I said, okay. He said, but if we keep talking about it, we're going to get them to understand that that is going to be the way of the world for golf cars. Much like solar, what was Vince telling us in 2020, that all new build has to have solar. So things are just slowly changing. And some people will be forced into it when they buy new.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just be part of the package.
Yeah, it's going to be just kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be the standard.
Right. You won't think of it. You get, in fact, the question probably now when people buy homes, and I think Diane Williams from Diane Williams and Associates said this, said a lot of times she gets that question, does the house have solar on it? already.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's, and I see more and more popping up all over the place. But yeah, so 2020, new build, I'll have solar. And at some point, they're going to realize the benefit of lithium batteries for your no maintenance. It's so much cleaner. You don't have to do all the water and all the messy spills. So anyway, give A1 Custom Golf Cars in Palm Desert a call. It's A1CustomGolfCars.com. And all, again, all of that information is on the Traveling with Francois website. So the Braille Institute, they have a lot of new classes coming up, but I'm going to tell you about those when we get to the free segment of the show. We'll talk about that and keep you updated on what the Braille Institute is doing that way. All right. Let me just get my notes already. And since before we talk about the free events going on, well, I don't want – I was going to open up the phone lines to win the Ristretto gift card, $10 gift card. But I think we want to do our CoachellaValley.com picks of the week. And I didn't really, and one of the picks, Sean and I are going to go with that as well. But right now we'll talk about, here's what I picked. And they don't have to be, we say pick of the week, but I'm just kind of making it pick of something that we like that you might want to mark down. It doesn't have to be this coming up week. That's, I made an executive decision and
I'm glad you made that decision because I tend to not only look at this week.
Well, yeah, because sometimes by the time I get it posted on the website, right, which our Erin does a great job, but she posts everything on Monday.
Right.
So if it's a Monday event, then that's kind of tough. Yeah. So I just look down the road and see what I like and go from there. So my pick, my CoachellaValley.com pick of the week is Hola Mexico Film Fest 2018 tour, and that happens Friday, September 21st, from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Mary Pickford Theater. And this Mary Pickford Theater exclusively hosts the Hola. See, I'm not saying hola, it's Hola Mexico Film Fest 2018, and it looks like it's going to be a ton of fun. It's the 21st through the 23rd with Tejano Music Festival in downtown Cathedral City, 10 great Spanish language films from this year's Mexican Film Festival. All have English subtitles, and tickets are $9.95 at the box office. So it just, I don't know, that sounded like a lot of fun to me. That was my pick of the week. All right, Craig's pick, which for all of you that didn't realize that September 11th is this week. Right. It will be, what is today? Today is the 9th, so it will be on Tuesday. The La Quinta Remembers 9/11. That is Tuesday, September 11th from 5 p.m. to 7:30. This can't be right. It must be. It said 7:30 a.m., but I think they meant 7:30 p.m. At the La Quinta Museum, it starts at 5 p.m., and they're going to have some council members there, and they're going to do, there's a 15-foot monument with a piece of steel from Ground Zero that is there on display. A candlelight vigil will be held at the monument to honor the victims of the attack. The candles will be provided free. Again, that's 5 p.m. at the La Quinta Museum. Now, I'm going to also pick that one as well. I just am. And Sean, I'm kind of throwing you into the mix on that one, that we right. support that one
right.
as well.
Yeah, of course.
All right. And so, Sean, what is your pick of the week?
I picked the Desert Fest beer release party.
The Desert Fest
beer release party.
I'm writing this down so I remember to post these. And where is this happening?
It's at La Quinta Brewing Company.
Ah. And what time is that?
It's going to be at from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And where? I know, La Quinta Brewing Company, but I'm scared. What date?
On the 14th.
On the 14th. All right. So there you go, folks. We covered it all there. We have the Mexico Film Fest. We have the 9/11 Memorial. We have the Desert Fest Beer Release Party. So
it's very much it's international for you. Mm-hmm. It's national for Craig, and it's local with me.
Yeah.
We've covered everything.
We've covered it all. So there you go. These are all really good picks. These are all very good picks. And I'm sure we're going to have some other memorials happening around the Coachella Valley. Now we have time. If you take that time, pick up your phone and give us a call, 760-440-8255 for a $10 gift card to Ristretto for Coffee Lovers in Palm Springs. It's again 760-440-8255. Call us. You cannot have one in the last 30 days, and Sean has those names in front of him, and he will say, sorry. are, you already won. So anyway, give us a call, 760-440-8255. All right, we have time to talk a little bit about some free events that are coming up as well. There is the stargazing parties happening over the Rancho Mirage Public Library Observatory. There is one on September 11th, one on Wednesday the 12th, Thursday the 13th, Saturday the 15th. They told us, Eric said that they are going to actually amp up some more for the season of the stargazing party, and he certainly has. So there are a lot to choose from, but you need to sign up to on the website. You need to go to the observatory's website and sign up on their mailing list so you get these, because a lot of it is registered by email once you get them. Sunnylands, starting September 12th, the Birds of Sunnylands will be open free to the public from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Sunnylands Garden Centers, you have to go there. It's beautiful over there. They do such a great job. And they're going to have films on the Great Lawn celebrating birds. And that will be happening, what day do they have their first bird? The Eagle Huntress, that happens on September 14th. Gates open at 7 p.m. The film starts at 7:30 p.m. All the movies are free, so go on over there and have some fun. And also cannabis, big in the news this morning. There's a third series happening September 12th, 5 p.m. at the hosted by High Road Consulting Group and Cabot Pueblo Museum. And this will be happening at the High Road Consulting Group in Desert Hot Springs. Learn all about cannabis. Yes, big article in the paper about that humongous cannabis facility, which is frankly marijuana, happening in Cathedral City. Real quickly, Sean, did you go to the market, farmer's market?
I did.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Actually, we probably spent more than I should have. So, yeah, I kind of liked it.
You liked it. Okay. So that was that's the indoor. But before you know it, it's going to be moving outdoor soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully in October. All right. We're going to step aside. We will be right back with Karen Hooper. She is the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House. We'll find out about their big event and more right here on Traveling with Francoise, Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us on this September, yes, September Sunday already. Okay, joining us in studio is Karen Hooper. She is the executive director of
the Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House.
There you go. I just wanted to make sure, because that's a lot that goes on right there. Thanks for coming to the show, Karen. Great to have you with us today. So you're here to talk about an event coming up in September. It is September 20th. It is A Few Good Men. It's a gala and awards ceremony. I was there last year. The house was packed. It was just so much fun. And it's nice to see all of these men here in the Valley that do so much be honored as well. We have a lot of events that honor women. We have the Broken Glass event, all sorts of events. But we have very few that honor just the guys. So I think this is really great. So, Karen, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Ronald McDonald House. What do you do there?
So I am the executive director at the Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House, actually in the role now for 9 months.
Oh, okay.
So I'm new to the role. Mm-hmm. However, I've been with the organization at that house for 12 years as the operations director.
Uh-huh.
So I'm honored now that I'm the executive director. And so what we do there, we provide comfort and care to families that have critically ill children receiving medical treatment there at Loma Linda Children's Hospital.
And the house is actually, is it a home for the adults? Or because a lot of people, they hear the name Ronald McDonald House, but they don't quite always make the connection. Is it where the family stay with the child that is being treated, or is it where the family stays separately? How does the house actually function?
You know, it's a little bit of both. So we currently now have 54 guest rooms. So we can house up to 54 families. Mm-hmm. And typically what we have is the core family support unit, because the child's typically critical and in the hospital receiving that specialty care. So it's typically mom, dad, and healthy siblings. But there are many occasions where the patient stays at the house as well when they're receiving day-to-day treatment, and that may be their chemo, or if they've recently had a heart transplant or liver transplant, then they're going through their follow-up treatment until they've been approved to go back home.
All right. And I don't think people are wondering, well, we're talking about Inland Empire, but for many, 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 many years, the Valley was not considered a place for families so much. There were families here, but now it's changed. The dynamic has changed completely here in the Coachella Valley. There's children everywhere. They're all over the place. It's not just a retirement-based community. And children really didn't have a place to go to get treated for these childhood diseases. And the Ronald McDonald House stepped in, and the Loma Linda Children's Center has certainly stepped in. So you actually get a lot of people from families from the Coachella Valley that go there.
Absolutely. We are the one Ronald McDonald House that serves the Inland Empire. So you know that Riverside County is huge. Mm-hmm. And of all the families that we serve in Riverside County, half of them come from the Valley.
Half. There you go, folks. Those are the numbers right there. That's why you definitely want to support this cause in so many ways. So with that said, you have the event on September 20th called A Few Good Men Gala and Awards Ceremony. Tell us about this event.
So this is an event where we do honor some distinguished gentlemen here in the Coachella Valley who are well deserving of the recognition and appreciation for their philanthropic efforts and support of their communities. And so we have 8 wonderful men that we're going to honor on September 20th here at Agua Caliente Casino and Spa.
All right. And with us, folks, is Karen Hooper. She is the executive director of the Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House. So let's talk about these guys. I know most of them, but if you're kind of thinking, well, I'd like to go, and we'll talk about how you can just support it without being there. If you cannot be there, there's so many ways to support this. Name these distinguished gentlemen.
My pleasure. So our first one is Jack Shrebnick, who's a local restaurateur, and he has Slice and, oh my gosh, his other restaurant.
Maracas.
There you go.
Yeah, I go to Slice all the time, yeah.
And then we have Frank Harrison, who is, of course, the president and owner of General Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We have Dean Rathbun, who is a partner at United American Mortgage Corporation. And, of course, we have our supervisor, Manuel Perez, who's being recognized. We have Adolfo Enegues, another local radio announcer. We have Coach David Miller, who is the founder and, of course, head coach for the local SoCal Coyotes that are here mm-hmm. in the desert. In fact, I have to do a little shout out and thank you because they did a wonderful event last night for us.
Okay.
They did a classic kickoff event mm-hmm. Here at Shadow Hills High School, and all the proceeds came back to be part of this A Few Good Men Gala.
Oh, that's great.
And then we have Joel Johnson, who is an attorney at law here locally. And, of course, Chairman Daryl Mike, who is the tribal chair for 29 Palms Band of Mission Indians. So quite a lineup.
Very much so. And a nice, diverse group of gentlemen here. So congratulations, first of all, to all of you out there that have been nominated and are receiving these awards. So, again, congratulations to you. Now, this happens on September 20th from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Agua Caliente. How is the evening going to go? Give us a little idea of what's going to happen that night.
So we have a lot of exciting things that are going to happen. Of course, there's always a wonderful silent auction, but mm-hmm. the men will come in on their red carpet entrance, and they will be playing lots of great music. We'll have a small band there in the foyer where they'll be coming in, and we'll have an opportunity to mingle. We'll have an open bar. We have actually 2 Teslas that are going to be parked right there by our silent auction because that's part of one of the opportunities.
Ah.
And then wonderful dinner is going to be served after that. while we have each of these honorees sort of walk the catwalk to some lively music and give us the opportunity to appreciate them. Now, each of these gentlemen have been up to the Ronald McDonald House to see for themselves the program and services. So there'll also be a video playing in the background showing their experience and then a little clips of what they thought about the house.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then it's just honoring them in between each opportunity there.
Right. And last year, I remember, I think they all wore striped red and white socks.
That is our signature for this event, is our striped red and white socks. And so they'll have great tuxes on with their red bow ties and the red and white striped socks.
So Ronald McDonald, folks, he's still alive, doing well. He's just helping out the kids at the Ronald McDonald House at the Inland Empire. Now, what is the cost? There's different ways to support this event. How can people do so?
So individual tickets are $150, and you can also purchase an entire table for $1,500. But there are still many sponsorship opportunities. So again, we would love to have you all out there and help fill the room. But if you're unable to make it, there are opportunities to put ads in our program still and sponsor some of the underwriting for our photo booth, for our walkway. So there's lots of opportunities.
All right. Are there going to be any children there from the Ronald McDonald House?
There is. There is actually going to be a table that will have our families there.
Oh, nice.
All of them here from the Coachella Valley.
That's great.
So we have the Munoz family that'll be there that will be actually speaking that evening on their experience with their little girl up at the hospital.
Fantastic. Right now, tickets are available online, and this is a long website here. So it is rmhcsc.org/Inland Empire/events. But not to worry, this will be on Traveling with Françoise. I will get that up there from starting tomorrow, I'd say, when the website gets updated all the way until the event. And when they go online to look at tickets to purchase, are there all the sponsorship opportunities available online, Karen?
There's some on there, but definitely our event manager's name is on there and her contact number, and she'd be happy to walk them through any of those opportunities.
All right, because you do have a program as well
that
people can put congratulation notes and whatnot in there. Very, very popular. So if you want to do it that way, folks, any way you can support the Ronald McDonald House, definitely do so. You do such great work. How long has the Ronald McDonald House been around?
Actually, September 11th will be 22 years.
So our birthday
is this next week.
Yeah, I know. Wow, 22 years. Because you've heard it mentioned. I mean, I've heard it mentioned throughout the years. And thank you for all the help that you do to the families here in the Coachella Valley. Gives them a place to go, and they do such a great job over there.
It is our pleasure. You know, it's just one less thing that they need to think about because, you know, that drive up there is quite a distance, and it becomes a challenge. And to know that we're there to provide that comfort and care and give them a place to lay their head and be within minutes of their child is so rewarding day in and day out.
All right. Karen Hooper, thanks so much for joining us today, the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House in the Inland Empire, or you can call it the Inland Empire Ronald McDonald House, however you want to put it. It's a great, great facility. Been around for 22 years. Thanks so much for joining us, Karen.
Thank you, Francois. And please come join us.
Come join it. The Few Good Men. I will be there myself, folks. So check it out. Again, I will get that website up on my website. If not, you have a pen handy. You can write down this number, 909-747-1262. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have more events to talk about here in the Coachella Valley. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you join us today on this hot September weekend. What are we getting this? Remember we said, Sean, it's going to have every year we get lulled into this false sense of summer is almost over, and then we get hit with these big high temperatures.
Yeah, but it got me in the pool, so I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, well.
That was the first time I got in the pool was yesterday. That was the first time
summer you got in the pool?
It might have been the first time in a couple years. I don't think. The pool is one of those things where the first year, maybe second year, it's like every day. Like days it was too cold to be in there, we were in there. And then it's like, eh. And I don't ever get in.
Well, I'm glad you got in the pool. Good for you.
By myself at that.
Yeah, and before you know it, it's going to be too cold to go in it. You won't want to turn the heater on, so try to get a few more times in there before. All right, the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire. They are now on Reserve Drive off of Varner Road in Thousand Palms. 760-343-7333, arcattire.org. You can get all your embroidering, silk screening, all that sort of stuff done. And remember, when you use them, you are also using clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. Okay, let me put all my information. I see I keep everything in a pile next to me so I know what I have to post. Otherwise, I lose track of all this information. There's a lot of information that goes on with this show, believe it or not. In fact, this show is a lot of work to put together. I was thinking about it yesterday. As much as I've streamlined it, I still end up, I'm never satisfied.
Well, as you should not be.
I'm always looking for more things, and I get press releases and all sorts of info, and I even get the paper on the weekends, just on the weekends, to see if there's anything in there that catches my eye, and certainly there was this weekend, because even though I looked through CoachellaValley.com and I looked through the Desert Entertainer and I looked through all sorts of sites, they don't, everybody can't do everything. But this one sounds like a lot of fun, and you have until 7 p.m. today to go to see dinosaurs that are at the Riverside County Fairgrounds. It's a Jurassic tour comes to Indio. I don't think there's any real dinosaurs.
Hey, but you never know.
You never know.
You're going to have to go to find out.
Yeah, but this looks like a lot of fun. I see tons of kids over there. It is, tickets are $23 for adults and $28 for children 2 to 12 years old and are valid all day long. It is, again, it goes on till 7 o'clock today. From the pictures I'm looking at, it's very, very interactive for the kids. There's a ton of kids there, and it looks like they're having a great time. They even get to ride a dinosaur. All right. Yeah. So check it out. Go on over there if your kids are really into dinosaurs. Like I say, it's going to be there today until 7 p.m., and then it's gone. It opens up at 10 a.m. this morning at the Riverside County Fairgrounds. Jurassic Tours comes to Indio. So I did see that in the paper today, and I thought, oh, that looks like fun. Looks like something I'd want to go to. All right, we talked about the Braille Institute earlier. They have all their classes coming up, and I have this one in the paid only because normally, I mean, 99.9% of the time, everything is free with the Braille Institute. However, their Ceramic Studio, which happens on September 14th, it happens every week, one day a week. That is a $5 fee for that class only because of the materials for you, the glazing and all that stuff, the project materials that they don't normally need in all the other classes because they have all the materials there. So that's why. Otherwise, definitely they have the horticulture and gardening classes in October, technology and low vision aids in November. So these classes, the Ceramic Studio is every Friday from 10 to 12. So check it out. They have do such a good job over there at the Braille Institute on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage, 760-459-6334 or brailleinstitute.org/Rancho Mirage for more information. So it looks like that the Braille Institute, they do a lot of these classes at all their other institutes as well, because sometimes I get information about certain classes, and it's not only at the Braille, but it's at their other, like I say, institute. So, again, check it out, Braille Institute. They have their ceramics class. The next one is on September 14th. All right, Desert Theater Works. They have Southern Fried Funeral, a side-splitting Southern comedy. That is September 14th through 23rd at the Indio Performing Arts Center. So the website and information, all of that is already posted on the Traveling with Francois' website. Okay, so check it out. Southern Fried Funeral, Desert Theater Works. We have a lot of theaters here in the Coachella Valley. A lot. And they are gearing up now for another big season. This year alone, as I talked about in the travel show, I'll just mention it to you now, it's been the biggest travel year of all time ever recorded. More people out there traveling. And we saw it at Yellowstone National Park. There were a lot of people there after Labor Day. Normally, which is Labor Day weekend, is sort of the cutoff for a big portion of, you know, the mad packs of people at Yellowstone National Park. But there were a lot of people there. And we'll talk about all that, the Montana trip, in the next hour of the show. All right, Safari Nights returns. Safari Nights returns to the Living Desert on Fridays in September from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. every Friday night when the park is open after dark. So go on over there and have some fun with that. Safari Nights is $12 for members, $14 for adults, and $8 for children. Ages 3 and under are free. Guests must be 21 and older and show valid ID to purchase alcohol. Yes, they do have some alcohol there as well. They have entertainment, and it's just a fun night to spend over. Nights like this are perfect to spend outside at the Living Desert. Outside anywhere, frankly, because it's just so warm and it's nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah. So get on out there, because next we'll be complaining that we're cold at night. So enjoy our warm nights right now. And if you haven't signed up, you might want to do so for the Imperial Dam Bus Tour. That is Friday, October 19th at 6:45 a.m. is when the bus departs. It returns at 6 p.m. or you'll be back here in the Coachella Valley. This is an all-day bus tour. We'll trace the flow of water in the Coachella Valley. They will make several stops to explore the history and culture of water in the desert. They say bring a picnic sack lunch to have at their stop at Imperial Dam. Water and other snacks will be provided. This really, I think, will be a fascinating event. It is $60 per person, and tickets must be purchased by Wednesday, October 17th. Seating is limited. I imagine they're only going to take one bus, and a big bus holds, what, 55 people, I think, and they usually take the two front seats because for the guide and sometimes water and just all the stuff that the guide has. So, again, reserve your spot now. For this bus tour. It's going to be a lot of fun. I like these tours like this. 760-862-9984. And this is sponsored by the Friends of the Desert Mountains. So, and you can go to their website, desertmountains.org. Sounds like a good time to me. So sign up for that. And don't forget, it is California Wine Month. Yeah. We had our wine aficionado on last week, Craig, and then our guest as well, talking about wines. But there are wine events happening all over the place. The Central Coast, Paso Robles, they have wine events happening. Southern California, there's Ramona Ranch Vineyard and Winery in San Diego. They have a wine event. Marina Del Rey has a wine event. Temecula, of course, they have their huge wine wine country there in Temecula. If you've never been, it's really something. I mean, you'd think you're in Italy or whatnot. So, again, California is the number one wine producer in the U.S. and the fourth largest winemaker in the world. And California is a leading wine and food travel destination in the U.S., attracting 24 million people each year to drink wine, sit and drink wine. And Uber and all those companies now have realized that they have quite a market there to take people from winery to winery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have wine tours all over the place where you don't have the drive, and that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Because that's a responsible way to do it.
Or responsible. I'd say pick a little inn that has either on a winery, a resort winery, pick one of those, or pick a little bed and breakfast somewhere close by, or a smaller inn on a different winery, a different style of lodging. Take one of their tours. Then you can tour all day. You can go home and relax and not worry about it. You don't have to worry about driving. That's the way I would do it.
See, the only time that I've been on a wine tasting was, I think it was an accident or it was planned, but I was just a driver.
Oh.
My mom and my grandma and I were out doing something different, and suddenly I noticed that I was now the driver from one of the wineries to another winery where they wanted to taste something, another wine.
So you didn't get to taste. You got to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I was old enough to taste at that time.
Oh, you were. Oh,
no.
All right. Well, that would probably be me, because I don't. I mean, I taste, but I always get a little nervous in front of these wine, the people that are really into wines, because they're coming up with all these, oh, the aroma and the flavors, the fruitiness, the this
and
that.
You're just like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. Yeah, I'm like that too.
Yeah, I do. And then they'll say, well, you want more? And then I explain that, well, it kind of makes my red wine makes my voice a little raspy, and I go on. I think they could care less about this, so I just don't say anything. I just say, yeah, it's good. I do like the rosés, though. Which are like a little bit lighter. But again, my favorite, and you've all heard this, is champagne. I could drink, you know, a glass of champagne or two, and I'm happy once in a while. That's my big celebration. So, all right. That is going to wrap up this hour of the show. The second hour of the show, we're going to talk some travel news in the beginning. We have just a little bit. John Monahan's going to step in and join us. Then we're going to fill you in on a trip to Montana, Yellowstone National Park. We have some facts for you that you might not know. I'm going to tell you all the things we saw in a couple days, which was amazing, and it was really a fun trip. So stick around for more Traveling with Françoise. As we shift gears into travel, we're going to take our news break, national and local. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio